you heard any names for people that were Russian or Czechoslovakian? Okay. Or a person from England?
England.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have a name.
Have you ever heard him called Limey? Okay. Or an Irishman?
I've heard of Irish people.
But you don't have any slang?
I don't have any slang.
Okay. Someone from Scotland?
Yeah, I've heard of people from Scotland. But I don't have any names for them.
Okay.
I know most of them. I haven't heard any of those people. In fact, I've seen them, but they don't talk English like we do. Mm-hmm.
Someone from France, a French person?
No, I don't have a slang name for them.
Okay. Are you familiar with the French Cajun? Someone from the Louisiana area? Cajun? Okay. A Greek? Someone from Greece?
Okay.
What about Puerto Rican?
I've heard of Puerto Ricans and I've seen them for quite a few, but I don't have a slang name.
Have you ever heard them called Spix?
Called what?
Spix.
No, I don't
know. Okay. Mexicans or Mexican-American?
I've heard of Mexicans. And they look something very much like Vietnamese. So they have real black hair.
Mm-hmm.
Real nice looking people.
I don't know if this is slang or not, but have you heard them called Chicanos? Okay.
These are from foreign country people. I just never been
with other names. Okay. From people from Scandinavia, Norway, or Sweden?
Scandinavia, Norway, or Sweden.
Okay. Or Canadian? Talking about political parties, the two big political parties are the
president and vice.
Okay, and in the state, usually when election time comes, there'll be the Democrats on one side and
the Republicans on the other.
Okay, back in the late 60s and the early 70s, there was a bunch of people, kind of a movement, where you could identify these people by their dress. They had long hair and they wore jeans and a lot of beads and big flowery clothes. Say, well, that person, he's just a hippie.
Hippie, that's right. That's what I call them.
Okay. And someone that you would know that would be another female that you would be closest to, maybe closer to than any other female, you say, well, she is my...
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe your best friend.
Best friend.
Okay. If you saw your grandchildren playing, maybe they were playing house, and they were imitating, you know, different things that went on, you say that they were... One might be imitating the father, that he was...
Yeah, he was the father. And the other one was the mother.
Okay. Back when you were in elementary school, were there several children that you played with especially? You know, the ones that were special friends of yours?
Usually most of my classmates, those that were in class with me.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have, like, little games or little clubs?
We had little Christmas clubs, or little clubs that we get together and go with the teacher every year, something like that.
Okay. When children get older, teenagers, especially in big cities, in New York and Los Angeles, they might get together and, oh, they pick really fierce-sounding names, like the Hells Angels are one in a way, but they carry switchblades and things like that. Are you familiar with anything like that?